I'm Rex Latchford with another Day Page, the radio blurb of record since 2013. And in the news today, Al Jazeera America launches yet another source of unbiased news. Right. Well, compared to what we have anyway. Looking at some headlines in the Times, move over CB Radio, trucker apps are helping to haul the load. While CB Radio has not disappeared, truckers are now often connected to the web with smartphones and tablets, which provide diversions and lend a helping hand. How lame. What are we going to do without Breaker 19? Come on. Got a Smokey Bear here by exit 9. Smokey Bear, one of those friendly police officers that are here to help. North Korean camp survivors bear witness to the UN. The first United Nations panel to investigate human rights abuses in North Korea heard wrenching testimony from defectors of beatings, executions, and extreme hunger. Pakistani court indicts Musharraf in 2007 assassination. The indictment of Pervez Musharraf in connection with the killing of former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto represented the first time that a former military leader has faced criminal proceedings in Pakistan. And now, dogs in the news. Yes, every newscast has to have its dog stories, and I suppose so do we. This from the Washington Post. Official royal baby portrait released. Photos of Prince George, his parents, and their pet dog, Lupo, gather for the camera. I think there was another dog in there, too, somewhere. And there's a new White House pup as well. President Obama, not to be undone. The Obama family has a new canine addition. Sonny, Beau's little sister. Well, sex seems to be on the mind of the folks at the Washington Post, and certainly the folks in Washington, where Coke and call girl parties predominate. Here's some headlines from the Washington Post's Social Reader. The more sex you have, the more money you make. I guess that's an encouragement to have more sex. My Danish teen sex epiphany. And some girls have been married 60 times by the time they turn ... All right, I'll buy and click on that. Oh, there's the catch. I'm waiting for it to come up, and it's taking a really long time. Some girls have been married 60 times by the time they turn 18. That's the teaser. Okay. When young girls are sold into marriage, as 38,000 are every day, I guess that's not so funny, they can expect a life with no education and few opportunities, little public autonomy outside of their adult husband's control, and an increased risk of death from pregnancy or childbirth, which are the number one killer of girls age 15 to 18 in the developing world. 1 in 7 girls born in the developing world is married by age 15, usually sold by her family. But some girls who grow up in Egypt's poor rural communities face an even scarier sort of child marriage, the temporary kind. Sex tourism to Egypt tends to spike in the summer when wealthy men from Gulf countries flood into Egypt, and thousands of underage girls are sold by their parents into temporary marriages, according to a story by Interpress Service. So, what do you think of that tease headline? Some girls have been married 60 times by the ... I don't know, I think that's kind of a cheap way to reel people into that story. Now here's a sorry story. The UK government thought that destroying Guardian hard drives would stop the Snowden stories. The government, apparently ever dutiful to the demands of the United States government. In a remarkable post, Guardian editor Alan Roseberger describes how the British government raided the Guardian's office in order to destroy hard drives containing information by NSA leaker Edward Snowden. Well, that's a news story, and this is actually pretty disturbing. The British government had been pressuring the Guardian to return or destroy the Snowden documents. Roseberger says he tried to explain that destroying the hard drives would be pointless. I explained to the man from Whitehall about the nature of international collaborations and the way in which, these days, media organizations could take care of the most permissive legal environments. Bluntly, we did not have to do our reporting from London. Already, most of the NSA stories were being reported and edited out of New York. And had it occurred to him that Greenwald lived in Brazil? The man was unmoved, and so one of the more bizarre moments in the Guardian's long history occurred with two GCHQ security experts overseeing the destruction of hard drives in the Guardian's basement, just to make sure there was nothing in the mangled bits of metal which could possibly be of any interest to passing Chinese agents. Whitehall was satisfied, but it felt like a peculiarly pointless piece of symbolism that understood nothing about the digital age. Rusberger says the Guardian's investigative work will continue. We will continue to do patient, painstaking reporting on the Snowden documents, he writes. We just won't do it in London. Very sad, actually, and certainly one of the more difficultly written bits that I've read cold in a couple of days. And, of course, there's the story of Glenn Greenwald's partner, Glenn Greenwald, the Guardian journalist in Brazil. His partner was held in detention as he arrived at Heathrow Airport in London on Sunday. David Miranda, who was in a civil union with reporter Glenn Greenwald, arrived Monday in Rio de Janeiro, where he lives with the journalist. A defiant Greenwald, who reports for the Guardian newspaper in Britain, promised that he was going, quote, to write much more aggressively than before, unquote, about government snooping. He said, I'm going to publish many more things about England as well. I have many documents about England's espionage system, and now my focus will be there, too. I think they'll regret what they've done. Well, that's pretty... That's not going to advance the storyline in a particularly useful way. But I'm glad that Glenn Greenwald is experiencing some of the heat in this story. Now, we're all experiencing the heat, actually, though. We're all having our butts snooped by the butt-snooping doggy, and it's the NSA. One last headline here about the NSA, since we're on the subject, and you know I like to cover this story, as I do on my blog, latchfordfactor.com. Well, there seem to be a number of stories in the Washington Post about the NSA and the inappropriate actions that they've taken in the course of snooping on American citizens, certainly something they're not supposed to be doing, but are, and the bulk collection of data. So I will leave it as an exercise to you to visit the newspaper websites, check that stuff out for yourself. I, for one, feel very vindicated. I was beginning to feel like a lone voice in the darkness talking about this stuff. And some people definitely seemed to think that I was on the fringe for being concerned about NSA surveillance. And I would like to personally thank Edward Snowden for changing that. Now I really feel like I'm a mainstream guy, and frankly, I don't feel all that comfortable about being a mainstream guy. So I'll have to find something else to report on now. Or maybe not. But I'm here every day to deliver a day page to you. And I was glad to do so today. I'll join you again tomorrow for another turn of the day page in that big book in the sky. Yes, it's your radio blurb of record, produced by Radio InfoWeb. See you tomorrow.